Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们还是读一段圣经，请大家把腓立比书翻到第二章。
Let's read a passage in the Bible. Turn to Philippians chapter 2. Let's read from chapter verse 5 to verse 8.
你们当以基督的心为心。我们一起读好了，好不好？
Together.
你们当以基督的心为心。Daniel, 你用英文给大家读一遍。
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, though it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the cross, death of the cross.
好，我们有些祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
现在主耶稣，我们来到你的面前。
Dear Lord Jesus, we come before you.
你的心是何等的浩大。
And how great is it are you?
主啊，用人的话怎么能够把你的心能够解开？
How can man explain or describe your mind?
主啊，我们感谢你，我们今天住在你的心里面。
We thank you that today we dwell in your mind.
主啊，求你的灵这是在这里运行。
May your Holy Spirit move amongst us.
带领我们每一个弟兄姊妹进到你的内心的深处。
Lead every one of us into your heart.
让我们看不是从外面看，而在里面，让我们能够饱尝你心里面一切的恩典和甜蜜。
Let us see not what is external, but let us understand your deepest thoughts.
感谢主耶稣。
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In our Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，今天我的题目叫以主的心。
So, today is to have the mindset or the heart of Christ.
Okay. 那腓立比书这段圣经是我们十分熟悉的圣经。
So Philippians chapter 2 is something we're very familiar with.
我想自从我们搬到在 Newark 这个聚会的地方，我至少跟在不同的环境下跟弟兄姊妹至少读过三次这样的这段圣经。
I think ever since we've been here, we definitely read this passage two or three times.
那最近去年年底的时候，我们又再一次读这段圣经。
So towards the end of last year, we've come upon this passage once again.
那我感谢主，我有机会不光是跟成年人一起读，也跟年轻人们一起读这段圣经。
We thank the Lord that we had the opportunity not only to read this passage with the adults, but also with the youth.
不知道大家有没有这样的经历过，有时候你读圣经的时候，有一段话一直就回想在你的脑海的里面。
I don't know if you have ever had the experience that as you're reading a passage and these words comes back to you.
会让你不断地去思想。
And it causes you to continue to meditate.
当你越思想的时候，你发觉你越觉得丰富。
The more you meditate upon the words, the more you find abundance in it.
你越想把它搞清楚的时候，你发觉里面的奥秘是越来越深。
The more you desire to understand it, the more you realize how deep the meaning is.
特别讲到我们主耶稣的心的时候。
Especially when it speaks of our Lord's heart.
我们实在没有办法用我们的话语来解释清楚。
It is something that we cannot possibly describe or explain with our words.
就算解释我们人的心思的话，也很难用人的话把人的心思解释得清楚。
Even if we were to describe our own feelings in our heart, it's difficult, but our words are used for that purpose.
Yeah. 我现在要声明两件事情。
So now I want to mention to you two things.
一个是就是对于这个 mind 或者是心思。或者心这个的用法。
So the first is how we use the word mind or mindset.
因为在这个英文的翻译里面，他说 have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus.
So this is in the English translation, it says this: have this attitude in yourself, which is also in Christ Jesus.
这个心,
so this heart or this attitude, rather.
它可以有几个翻译?
This word, I guess, in Chinese is heart, but in English it could be translated many different ways.
一个就是刚刚我读的，就是一个态度。
One way to translate here is attitude.
另外呢，就是讲到性格。
Another speaks of your character or personal disposition.
第三个呢，就是讲到心思。
Your mind.
第四个呢，讲到人的心态。
And your mindset.
还有呢，在如果在希伯来文里面，在旧约的时候讲到心的时候，讲到里面的人。
So in Hebrew, when it speaks of this, it speaks of the inner man.
所以我今天要只是用，我觉得中文翻译的很好。
So I feel that the Chinese is very appropriate in its translation.
因为这个心包括了这我上面所说的英文上所有的翻译的，包括了所有的这个翻译。
So this word that's used in heart, that's used in Chinese, contains all of these different aspects that I just
mentioned. 所以这个心包括人的心思、性格、情感、心态和我们里面的人。
So this word heart contains attitude, disposition, mind, mindset, and our inner self.
所以今天呢，我会用心来讲。
So today I want to use the word heart to describe and communicate this.
第二个呢，我就说，我有个习惯会问大家一些问题。
So the second is I tend to ask a lot of questions.
这些问题呢是只是帮助大家去思想。
So I have this habit of asking questions. The purpose is to help you understand.
这个跟年轻人聚会的时候，他经常会抱怨。
So when I gather with the youth, sometimes they would complain.
问他说这个你的问题到底是答案是什么？
And they would ask, what is really the answer that you're asking?
实际我的问题没有答案的。
But in reality, the answer, the question didn't really have a straightforward answer. Nor whether there was a right or wrong.
只是让大家去思考。
Or rather, for you to think.
去年年底的时候，我问我太太一个问题。
So towards the end of last year, I asked my wife a question.
我不晓得大家有没有问你自己的亲人或者是好朋友这同样的问题。
I don't know if you've ever asked your family member, your friends this question before.
我问他。 我说你觉得我爱主吗？
So I asked her, do you believe that I love the Lord?
这个问题实在挺大胆的一个问题。
This is such a bold question.
因为我们做基督徒都挺谦卑的。
Because as a Christian, we tend to be very humble.
也知道自己不够爱主。
We also know that we don't love the Lord enough.
所以很少问这样的问题。
So it's very rarely that we ask this kind of question.
只有主耶稣敢问彼得这样的问题。
Only the Lord, Peter is able to ask Christ this question.
Christ asked Peter.
Sorry, Christ asked Peter this question.
Yeah.
So she was all full of wisdom.
她马上就回答,
she answered me this way.
她说你对主有心了,
she says you have a heart towards the Lord.
这句话可以从两面来听,
this you could look at it in two different ways.
就说你可能有的时候对主很有热情,
one aspect is perhaps you're very fervent towards the Lord.
那对主也,
You're willing to pursue and you have passion for the Lord.
但是很多时候你可能是你想到主的时候你才对主有心。
But perhaps some oftentimes when you only when you're reminded of the Lord.
你大部分时候很软弱。
Most of the time you're fairly weak.
你实在需要帮助的时候你对主开始有心。
And only when you need His help where you do have a heart towards Him.
我想听完这个东西，这个回答的时候，我心里面。 对我来说也是一直思想这段圣经。
So, after I heard her answer, it caused me to meditate upon this passage.
我觉得这个好像就是对我来说是一个很真切的一个描写。
And I felt that this was a very accurate description.
你发觉我对主的心有时候有上有下，有高有低。
So my heart towards the Lord, sometimes there's ups and downs and there's highs and lows.
有时候觉得很亲切，很紧密。
Sometimes we feel very intimate or passionate towards the Lord.
有时候觉得很疏远，直到我走到一个地步，没法走下去，回到主的面前。
And other times feel very distant, and we walk such a long way until we cannot proceed any further.
这是因为什么呢？
Why is this so?
这是因为我用我天然的心思来了解主，来跟随主。
This is because I use my natural man, myself, to come to know the Lord.
你发觉我这个天然的心思需要主来拯救。
And we ourselves need to be redeemed by Him.
需要被主的心思，他的意念来取代。
It needs to be covered or to be taken by His will and His heart.
那讲到人天然的心思的时候。
And when we speak of our natural man,
你发觉我们天然的心思就像我们 我是做电脑的，所以用这个比喻来说。
So I work in a computer, so I like to use an analogy.
所以一个电脑它所需要的一个信息就是需要一个信息的传入，一个 input。
So the what computer needs is an input.
就像我们的头脑，我们看到一件事情就吸收到我们的头脑的里面。
It's just like our brain. Once we visualize something, we see something, our brain takes it and absorbs it.
跟着呢，电脑根据它的程序，它来把这些信息储存。
So according to the program, the computer would take these inputs and store it.
储存之后呢，加以分析。
After it stores it, it starts to analyze it.
根据它的指令呢，就反映出只有一个 output， 就是有一个反应出来。
So based on the input and the programming, it outputs some results.
你发觉我们的心思里面，就是我们储存了许多的知识，许多的智慧，许多的我们里面的性格，许多的我们自己的感觉，储存在我们的里面。
So in our heart, we store a lot of wisdom, knowledge, our personality, our characteristics, our feelings.
还有根据这些东西，我们发觉有很多的条件的变化，我们就有不同的反应。
And so, based on different changing criteria or changing surrounding, we have different outputs.
那根据这些呢，我们来做很多的决定。
And so, based on these things, we tend to make different decisions.
说不同的话。
And we speak and say different words.
也走不同的路。
And we walk different paths.
发觉我们天然的心思，整个历史来说，天然心思里面发觉有许多的不同。到今天的时候，你发觉我们整个人类历史中有许多不同的历史的产物。
So our natural man, because of this, historically there are different results that came about.
但是同样的时候，
but at the same time,
你发觉有很多相似的地方。
You also find that there are a lot of similarities.
你发觉很多的不同的人做同样的事情。
There are oftentimes for different people doing the same thing.
不同的人做同样的犯同样的错误。
And different people making the same mistakes.
甚至相同的一群人不断犯同样的错误。
Even the same group of people committing both the same and different mistakes.
你发觉我们自己生活的道路中，我们每个人也是这件事情做错了，下次还同样的犯同样的错误。
Perhaps even in our personal life, we see that we do something wrong, and then we continue to make the same mistake again.
这是要说什么？我们每个人需要神的救恩，需要神的心思充满在我们的里面。
This speaks that we need his salvation, and we need his heart to fill us.
在传道书里面，第三章十一节那里说，神造万物，各按其时成为美好，将永生安置世人心里。然而神从始至终的作为，人不能参透。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11, he says, He has made everything appropriate in its time. He has also set eternity in their heart. Yet so that man will not find out the work which God has done from the beginning even to the end.
这里面讲到一个很伟大的一件事情。
So here we speak of something that's tremendous.
就是把一个永远，一个永生放在人的心里面。
It places this concept of eternity into man's life and heart.
虽然人十分的有限。
So man is very, very limited.
但神要把这个无限和无限的这个期望放在人的心里面。
But God desires to put the infinite and this desire of eternity into man.
让人去寻求，去思考。
So that man can meditate upon this concept and also pursue after it.
但这个永远不光是一个心思意念而已。
But eternity is not just a thought.
我们信主人知道这个永远就是神他自己。
We know, we who know the Lord, we know that this eternity is pointing to the Lord himself.
借着耶稣基督的恩典，今天把这永远放在我们的心中。
By the grace of our Lord, he has placed eternity into our heart.
这个永远的心也就是耶稣基督他自己的心。
And this heart of eternity is also the heart of Christ.
现在我问大家一个问题。
So I would like to ask you a question.
人可以明白神的心吗？
Can man understand the heart of God?
我不晓得大家你自己心里怎么想。
I don't know what your thoughts are.
可能会有四种情况。
Perhaps there is four different ways to go about it.
我们经常传福音会这样说。
We often, when we share the gospel, we like to say this.
我不晓得大家传福音可能都这么说过。
Or perhaps you've said this when you're sharing
the gospel. 你不可能完全了解神。
It's impossible to fully understand the heart of God.
如果你完全了解神，你就是神了，他就不是神了。
If you fully understand the heart of God, then you become God and He is no longer God.
我想很多人都这么说过，对不对？
I think we've all said this at some point.
第二个呢，也是，就说有的时候我们发觉，我觉得神是这么想的。
So the second way is perhaps sometimes I say I feel that this is what God is thinking.
我所以就这么做了。
So therefore I went about and did this.
我也拼命这么的祷告。
And I also prayed in such a way.
但试过以后呢,
But after the fact,
发觉神根本不是这么想。
I come to realize that this is not what God felt or believed.
所以呢, 我发觉我跟随, 知道主的心是完全是一个, 好像是在猜想的游戏。
So I feel that sometimes perhaps coming to know the Lord is a guessing game.
我不知道大家有没有这种感觉。
I don't know if you ever had this feeling.
还有的弟兄姊妹可能这样说,
And or brother and sister may also say this.
神所有的心思都在圣经的里面。
All of his heart and his will is in the book.
我只要读圣经。
I only need to read the Bible.
跟着圣经去做。
And follow the Bible.
不要想那么多。
And don't need to think too much about it.
也有的弟兄姊妹跟主关系很好。
Or there's some brothers and sisters who have a very intimate relationship with the Lord. And they would say, of course, you can come to know the heart of God. Because every day I have a close relationship with Him, and He speaks to me on a daily basis. I don't know which situation are you in.
但是不管在哪种情况，我发觉我们这个问题问的不好。
But no matter which circumstance you're in, but the problem is the question is not a correct question.
因为这个问题是我们虽然不好，但是我们经常会问的这些同样的问题。
It is not a right question, but it's a question we often ask.
不光是一个问题，也是一个中文的问题，就是一个 question， 也是一个 problem.
So it's both a question and also a problem.
因为我们在我们的外面来看主。
Because we try to perceive and understand God from our from external.
不晓得我如果在大家啊， 现在你们设想一个图画， 神的心是怎么样？
So just imagine what is the heart of God like?
第一个图画可能是在一个浩瀚的宇宙的里面。
So in the first picture that you're imagining the heart of Christ is you're in a vast universe.
在旷野中有座高山。
In the wilderness there is a tall mountain.
上面是火焰。
On top of the mountain, there's fire.
有烟云,
and there's smoke and cloud.
有闪电,
and there's lightning.
有雷鸣,
and there's thunder.
那神呢, 就带着以色列人经过了旷野, 来到流奶鱼蜜之地。
So God took the Israelites, brought them on through the wilderness into the land of milk and honey.
这是一个以色列出埃及进到 这个现在应许之地的一个情景。
So this is the picture of the Israelites escaping out of Egypt and entering to the promised land.
或者你会不会觉得神的心是好像是一个极深极深的海洋？
Or perhaps you would feel that his heart is like a deep, tremendously deep ocean.
深蓝的海。
Very deep ocean.
上面有一只小船。
And on the top, above it, there's a small boat.
那个海的天空就像经过 风浪风暴之后一样。
And the sky is calm. It's as if it's after a storm.
上面挂着一个很美丽的彩虹。
And there is a beautiful rainbow.
那第三种呢，可能是宇宙之间有一个古老的十字架。
So the third is between all eternity there stands an old cross.
上下面呢是神圣洁的羔羊。
And underneath it is God's holy lamb.
上面是神犹大的狮子。
And on top, above it is his lion.
中间呢是神那个生命册，向我们打开。
And in the middle is the book of life.
发现万国万民都在欢呼，都在鼓掌，都在敬拜。
And all nations and all people are praising and worshiping.
那第四个图画呢？
And what is the fourth?
你可能看到一个无花果树。
Perhaps you see the fourth is a fig tree.
那看到它已经向夏天发叶，叶子发绿长出来了。
Perhaps it's also in the summertime and the leaves are green and have sprouted.
我讲那么多，大家好像是回到了小孩子那个图画本的图 color book, right?
I've said a lot that perhaps you're reminding you of when you're kids and you're using your coloring book.
有的时候我们觉得心好像就像在对主的心的了解，就像那些那个图画本的一样。
Perhaps sometimes we feel that for us to understand God is like understanding a picture book.
那保罗在腓立比里面，他如何来描写主的心呢？
So how did Paul describe the heart of God in Philippians?
腓立比书在一章第八节的时候
，In Philippians chapter 1 verse 8 it says.
保罗这样说：“说我体会耶稣基督的心肠，切切思念你们众人。”
How I long after you all in the bowels of Christ Jesus.
这里讲到说我，或者说在英文的翻译，我在耶稣基督的心肠里面来思念你们。
So in other, we're longing after Him within the bowels of Christ.
那刚刚我们唱到一首诗歌叫《主是美善》，主是美善。
So the hymn we sang before is that He is the Lord is great.
那后面一句歌词他说，来尝主恩美好的滋味。
Taste and see that the Lord's good.
这里面讲到主耶稣的心肠，这个心肠里面有很多的不同的翻译。
Here it speaks of the heart, or here it uses the word bowels of Christ.
有不同的意思。
There are different meanings.
其中有个意思就讲的是一个无花果的果子。
So in one of the meaning interpretations is that a fig.
如果你把无花果切开的时候
，When you cut open a fig，
你发觉它里面外面看起来是毛毛的，没有像苹果那么鲜艳那么美丽。
Perhaps on the outside is somewhat fuzzy and not as appealing as an apple。
它也没有像其他水果那么香。
And nor is it fragrant as the other fruits。
它的味道不是香味，是一个淡淡的一种味道。
And the scent is very faint。
当你把它打开的时候
，But when you cut it open。
你发现它如果那个形状你反过来很无花果很像一个心形啊。
If you turn it upside down, the fig looks a little bit like a heart shape.
你把它打开的时候
，When you cut it open,
你发现它里面有许多许多小小的一丝一丝的东西。
And inside you find a lot of fiber, a lot of seeds within.
里面还有许多的种子。
Lots of seeds within.
你知道什么最喜欢无花果吗？
Do you know what really loves the fig?
以前我在住在纽泽西中部的时候，我们家种无花果。
So in the past, when I was living in the middle part of Jersey, we used to have a fig tree.
大概九十月份的时候，无花果就开始长出来，变得很甜了。
Around September or October time frame, the fig would come out and become very sweet.
那最喜欢无花果的一个动物就是蚂蚁。
The animal ants really love figs.
那无花果前面它如果成熟的时候，会有一小小的开口。
So when it's ripe, there's a little opening towards the bottom.
那蚂蚁呢，就爬到无花果的里面。
So and then the ants will crawl into the fig.
那它就不断的在吃无花果里面那个肥浆。
And then it will continue to eat of the.
它甚至不肯出来。
And then even to a point where it does not come out.
如果我们用这个比喻来说的话
，If you use this analogy to,
如果主的心就像一个无花果树，无花果的果子一样
，If his heart is like a fig.
那保罗在这里说，他说我就是那只蚂蚁。
So Paul here is really saying that he is that ant.
今天我在主耶稣的心里面，在他的心肠里面来思念你们。
So he is.Longing after you in the heart and the bowels of Christ.
因为我在主的心里面，我不断的得到主的供应，不断在吃主里面的甘甜和甜美。
And because I am in the bowels of Christ, I'm in the heart of Christ. I continue to feast upon His abundance and His sweetness.
他想起他所爱的腓立比的弟兄姊妹们。
And it reminds him of the brothers and sisters whom he loves.
他知道那些弟兄姊妹里面有爱。
And so he has love towards the brothers and sisters.
但是他们在里面受苦。
But they are suffering.
他里面有很多的问题。
There are many, many problems.
所以主保罗在这里说，我向为你们祷告。
So Paul here says, I pray for you.
我体会，我明白，我在饱尝耶稣基督的心肠，饱尝无花果树里面一切的无花果子里面一切的甜美那个蜜汁。
So I understand, I can sympathize, and I've kept all the sweetness that's Christ here.
今天我也约请你们一同跟我来。到这个无花果的里面来饱尝这个恩典，饱尝这个甜蜜。
And today I invite you to come into this fig fruit and to enjoy this abundance of Christ, the sweetness that's there.
所以我们耶稣的心不是一个单一一个平面的心。
So our the heart of Christ is not just one faceted.
它里面满了了爱。
It's full of love.
满了了丰富。
It's full of abundance.
那在哥林多前书第二章的十六节。
In First Corinthians chapter 2:11, verse 16.
那这里面他说，就说，但我们是有基督的心了。
Oh, it says, but we have the mind of Christ.
或者我们有基督的 heart of Christ. 我们有基督的心了。这里面讲到什么？他说我们知道基督的心，不是我们外面知道基督的心，明白从外面了解基督的心。
So to come to know the heart of Christ is not something that we perceive externally.
是你已经有了。
It's something that you already have.
保罗说我们已经有耶稣基督的心了。
Paul says that we have already obtained it.
这里保罗在用了以赛亚书两段的圣经。
So Paul here utilized two verses from Isaiah.
一个是以赛亚书64章第4节。
First is Isaiah chapter 64 verse 4.
就是自古以来人未曾听见，未曾耳闻，未曾眼见，在你以外还有什么神为等候他的人行事。
For from days of old they have not heard or perceived by ear, nor has the eye seen a God besides you, who acts in behalf of the one who waits for him.
这里讲的不是说保罗神把以色列人带出埃及。
Here it wasn't speaking of God bringing the Israelites out of Egypt.
也不光是说把他们带到了流奶与蜜之地。
Nor was it only speaking of him bringing them into the promised land.
更重要的是神要把什么给以色列人。
But what is more important is what does God desire to give to the Israelites?
或者把什么给他信他等候他的人。
Or in other words, to desire to give what to those who believe in him and who trust in him.
在旧约的时候那是个奥秘。
In the Old Testament, it was a mystery to them.
在今天我们信主的人我们很知道清楚是什么。
For us who are believers, Christians today, we know we're very clear.
就是主的灵。
And that is our Lord's Spirit.
他的灵住在我们的里面。
That His Holy Spirit dwells in us.
所以今天我们如何了解主的心呢？
So today, how do we come to know His heart?
就是靠他的灵在我们的里面。
And it's basically by His Holy Spirit that is dwelling in us.
第二段圣经是在以赛亚书第40章。
The second portion is a second passage is in Isaiah chapter 40 verse
40章13节
verse 13.
谁能测度耶和华的心，或做他的谋士指教他呢？
Who has directed the spirit of the Lord, or as his counselor has informed him?
保罗在这里这么说，他说谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢？但我们有基督的心了。
So Paul here says who is able to inform him through by this heart? So we have the heart of Christ today.
你如果在看到哥林多前书第二章前面那一段讲圣灵的事情的时候，
and if you go back to First Corinthians chapter 2 where it speaks of the Holy Spirit,
他说除了神的灵，没有人知道神的事。
He says unless we receive by the Spirit of God, no one can know.
我们所领受的乃是从神来的灵。
Nor we have received the Spirit who is from God.
圣灵所指教的言语，将属灵的话解释属灵的事。
And taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words.
这里面讲到属灵的话，在第十三节那里面，属灵的话解释属灵的事。这个话跟事都是人加上去的。
So here is it speaks of the spiritual thoughts and the spiritual words. Both these two concepts, thoughts and words, are added later on.
在原文里并没有这样的事情。
These two words were not in the original text.
那这里在说什么？就是说把灵跟灵混在一起。
In other words, it's really speaking of to combine spirit with spirit.
或者把灵跟灵之间的交通。
In other words, to enable fellowship between one spirit and the other spirit.
我想这里我们很清楚，就是把神的灵放在我们人的灵的里面。让神的心思可以成为我们的心思，我们可以明白主的心思。
In other words, to place His Spirit within our soul, so that we can understand His heart and that His heart is within us.
当然，这段圣经大家如果来读经的话，我像我们在查经分享里已经分享过很多次。
So of course, if you read this passage, this is something that we study quite a bit in our Bible study.
有很多时候，有很多的弟兄姊妹把它讲得更加的形象，更加的好。
And there are brothers and sisters who really can really describe and explain this very well.
但是你发觉我们, 就像保罗对哥林多教会说完这样话的时候，你发觉我们 头脑中知道有这么回事。
So after Paul has explained this to the Corinthian church, we in our heart, mind, we know these things.
但是发觉这句话跟我们没有什么太大的关系。
But we find that these words do not seem, doesn't seem to relate to us at all.
好像十分的陌生。
As if it's very, it's not something we're familiar with, unfamiliar to us.
这是一个这么伟大的一个礼物，这么伟大的一个恩典，为什么我们没有经历得到？
It's such a tremendous blessing and gift. Why is it something that we are not familiar with? I don't know if you feel very disappointed, very lacking in this.
那在保罗在第三章第一节那里面，他就同样的，像我也希望主的话经常来责备我们，就像保罗责备哥林多前书的教会的弟兄姊妹一样。
So I truly hope that His word will continue to speak to us, just as Paul's. Here speaks to the Corinthian church.
保罗怎么说呢?
What does Paul say?
就是弟兄们，我从前对你说的话，不能把你当作属灵的，只能把你当作属肉体的，在基督里为婴孩。And
I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual men, but as to men of flesh, as to infants in Christ.
就我们是属肉体的。
We belong to the flesh.
我们的心思意念还是停留在我们那个自然的那个心思的里面。
Our thoughts and our mind and all of us are has stopped and dwelled in this natural state.
我们是婴孩。
We're infants.
我们只能吃一些简单的信心的道理。
We can only eat or partake of very small spiritual things.
当我们吃属灵干粮的时候，我们就没法消化。
And when we eat of spiritual bread, we cannot digest it.
不是说我们在主里面经历年日多少,
it's not speaking of how long we've been in Christ.
而是我们里面有没有愿意打开给主的工作的一个心。
Or rather, have we opened ourselves to the Lord? Are we willing to allow Him to work in us?
那保罗在, 菲利比书里面,
so Paul in Philippians,
他讲到主的心的时候, 当我们要以主的心为心的时候,
when he speaks of having the heart of Christ,
他特别把主的心向我们打开,
he especially opened up his heart.
在第五节到第六节之间,
in verse 5 and 6,
他说, 他本有神的形象, 不以自己与神同等为强夺的,
who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as a thing to be grasped.
我们知道主耶稣他是一个完全的神。
We know that our Lord Jesus Christ is a perfect man.
他就是神他自己。
He is God himself.
当他收入一个信息的时候,
when he takes in these things,
there's an input of information.
When he,
yeah. 所以他看到神他父神的心。
He can see the heart of the Father God.
看到父神是何等的圣洁。
And he sees how righteous
何等的公义,
and how holy, righteous,
看到父神是何等的爱,
and how loving,
何等的怜悯,
and how gracious.
但是又看到人是如何的有罪,
but he also sees how sinful is man,
如何的没有希望,
and how hopeless.
他存在他这个神的头脑的里面, 他神的心思的里面,
as he is dwelt in his mindset of a man,
他是完全神的儿子,
but he is fully God's son.
他也是神他自己,
he is fully God himself.
他做出的选择一个 output,
so the output that he picks,
他说我选择放弃跟神同等的地位,
so he said he chose to give up this status of equality with God.
我虽然是神,
although he is God,
但是在主的心思里面是我因为我是神的心思，我放弃神的地位。
So although he has the heart of God, but he's willing to give up being God, being the
quality of God,
and he became a man.
当他成为神，不光主不光是一个完全的神，他是一个完全的人。
Not only was he God and perfect, but also a perfect man.
那他做人的时候，他选择一个决定。
And when he became a man, he made a decision.
按照完全的心思的决定，做一个完全的bond servant, 完全的奴仆。
So he made this decision and became a full bond servant.
当他做一个完全的奴仆的时候，他 用一个完全的奴仆的心思去思想，他放弃了这个完全的奴仆，他说我要做神的羔羊。
So he used this thought, the heart of the mind of a bond servant, and he says, I want to, and he serves God
as a lamb. Full lamb of God.
Lamb of God.
Full and only lamb of God. 那当他做一个完全的神的羔羊的时候，他就不再有任何的心思，任何的意念，他为我们挂在了十字架上。
And when he became the lamb of God, he gave up his thought, his heart, and he went up on the cross for us.
我想这个主所走的道路，他如何降卑，如何把自己倒空，也是今天我们需要走的道路。
So how he humbled himself, how he emptied himself is a path that we too should follow.
在保罗在腓立比书第三章十五节那里说，
So in Philippians chapter 3 verse 15 he says,
说你们总要存这样的心。
He says that therefore have this attitude.
在这里面讲到保罗在说什么呢？
So what is this speaking of here? What is Paul saying?
整个腓立比书第三章他说我要认识耶稣基督。
The entire chapter 3 of Philippians is that I want to come to know Christ.
那是我的自保。
And here's my
跟认识耶稣基督相比，万事都成为粪土。
And so all things are dust compared to Christ.
这里面保罗用两个在奥林匹克竞技的项目来做比喻。
So here Paul uses two events from the Olympics to as analogy.
在12章到15节到12节到15节之间。
Between 12 and 15, he says.
他用一个就像奥林匹克那个火炬一样。
He used the picture of a torch, an Olympic torch.
他是一个传递火炬的人。
So he is the one who passes the torches on.
他这样说，我竭力追求，或者可以得着耶稣基督，所以得着我的。
He says, I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
这里英文翻译比较清楚。
Here is slightly more clear in the English.
他说什么？我要抓住耶稣所给我的。
He says, I need to grab and take hold of what Christ has given to me.
耶稣的见证，给我的见证，我要抓住，我要往前跑。
His testimony, I need to take hold of and run forward.
但是我跑到一个地步，我要把这个见证再交在主的手里，让主再把这个见证抓回去。
And then at some point, I need to take this testimony and hand it back to our Lord, and He will take it forward.
保罗的一生是在不断传递火炬的一生。
So his entire life is but is passing torches.
他从主里收到了一个见证。
When he received in Christ a testimony.
见证在弟兄姊妹中间。
And there's testimony among the brothers.
再把他自己当作火炬再交在主的手里。
And he himself gives himself up as a torch into the hand of Christ.
他继续跑，再从主里接来这个见证。
And he continues to run, and then he receives his testimony from Christ again.
再把他交在主的手里面。
And then again, he gives it into Christ.
直到把这个奥林匹克那圣火点起来。
Only all the way till that when the torch is lit.
当那个大的 火炬点起来的时候，
when the Olympic torch, the Olympic fire is lit,
那知道这个奥林匹克的竞赛就开始了。
Then we know that is the starting beginning of the games.
保罗第二个他是用一个马拉松的这个跑步的竞赛的比喻。
So the second analogy he uses is the running of a marathon.
他说我只有一件事。
He says I only have one thing.
就是忘记背后的，努力面前的。
And that's to forget what's behind and pressing forward.
向着标杆直跑。
Pressing on toward the goal for the price of the...
要得着耶稣基督里从上面召我来的奖赏。
Pressing on toward the goal for the price of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
他一生是这个追跑跑步的过程。
His entire life was this marathon, this run.
当你跑马拉松的时候，你不会记得从前你经过那些的情景怎么样，经过哪个街道是怎么样。
When you're running a marathon, you would not remember the streets and the scenes that you passed on by. 你只
知道有一件事情，前面有一个标杆，前面的是那个终点，你向着那个标杆去跑它。
And there's only one thing that you're focused 100% on. That is the goal up ahead.
后面的事情不太重要了。
The past and what's behind don't matter.
你的历史、你的光辉所经过那些风景、别人的喝彩都不在。
Your history, your past, your experiences, all those things are behind you.
你知道跑到终点的时候。
And only your focus on the goal and we want to go.
保罗的一生都在跑。
And his entire life he was running.
今天约请我们跟他一同的跑。
And today he invites us to run with him.
所以他就说你们总要存这样的心。
And he says that you shall always have this heart.
我想在信主的里面，我们有三件事情。主不喜悦我们。
I think in our walk with the Lord, there are three things that displeases Him.
哪三件呢？第一个就是心里的污秽。
And one is the uncircumcised heart.
第二个就是发怨言、起争论。
And second is grumbling or disputing.
第三个就是拖延。
And last is procrastination.
在 生命记十章第十六节那里面说。
And Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 16 it tells us this.
他说你们是心你们要除去心中的污秽。
So circumcise your heart and stiffen your neck no longer.
不要再硬着颈项，刚刚他已经翻译过了。那我想这里面讲的不光是心里的污秽，不光像是我们道德上这些的污秽。
It's speaking of not only of our heart but also of our actions.
在生命记，我很喜欢生命记，为什么呢
？I really enjoy Deuteronomy.
因为生命记是给孩子们的一本书。
Because Deuteronomy is a book for the children.
来预备他们能够进到流奶于蜜之地，他们如何的生活
？And it prepares them on how to live when they enter into the promised land.
其中最大一个神的警戒。
One of the biggest commandments he had
就是你们心中的污秽
is your uncircumcised heart.
这里讲到是重点是在灵里面的污秽
and it speaks of filthiness of blemish in our spirit.
这是什么？在跟他们当然是警戒他们不要拜偶像
Of course, very clearly says that we shall not worship idols.
忘记从前埃及地的偶像
and forget all the idols that are in the land of Egypt.
不要去接纳当地迦南人的偶像
and also do not accept and receive the idol and the gods of the people of the land.
今天弟兄姊妹可能我们没有拜一个物质上的偶像
perhaps today we're not worshiping a physical idol, an actual idol.
但是在我们生命中有许多许多影响我们灵里面成长，灵里面跟主自由交通的东西
but there in our lives there are many many things thatbecome obstructs us from communicating, fellowshipping with God.
在马太福音第十三章二十二节那里说
，In Matthew chapter 13 verse 22 it says.
那我们很熟悉的撒种的比喻。
We're very familiar with the parable of the seed, sowing of the seed.
他说：“你们撒在那荆棘里的，就是人听了道，后来世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑，把道挤住了，不能够结实。
”And the one on whom seed was sown among the thorns, this is the man who hears the word and the worry of the world and the deceitfulness of wealth chokes the word.
这好像是在我们最近查的这个哥罗西书第二章那里面所讲的。
And so this is very similar to what we've been studying in Colossians.
这世上的理学、空虚的妄言、人间的遗权、世上的小学、肆意敬拜、自表谦卑、苦待己身，这些等等等等，都是我们心中的偶像。
And it speaks here, it says that philosophy and empty deceptions according to the traditional men, according to the elementary principles of the world, self-made religion and self-abasement and severe treatment, and all these things are really the idols of our heart.
所以我们要除掉心中的污秽。
And therefore, we need to remove these idols from our heart.
当我们心里有这些污秽的时候，你不可能认识主的。
When we have these imperfect blemish in our heart, it's impossible for us to come to
know. 主也不愿意你住在他的里面。
And nor does he desire to dwell in us.
主也不愿意住在你的里面。
Nor does he desire us to dwell in him, and same way the other way.
所以我们需要圣灵的火，借着他的水，借着他的道，把我们心中这样的污秽除去。
So we need his fire and his word to remove these uncircumcision.
让我们的心是跟神的心没有任何的拦阻。
So that our heart and his heart, that there is no obstacles between it.
第二个就是发怨言，起争论。
And the last is to the second one is to grumble or dispute.
在腓立比书十四章，他说：“你们凡所行的，不要发怨言起争论。”
And in Philippians chapter 2 verse 14, it says that in many times, well, do all things without grumbling and disputing.
你发觉在我们中间，可能有不少的时候，包括我自己，我们没有所行的，但是还是发怨言起争论。
So, a lot of times amongst ourselves or even ourselves, we grumble and we dispute.
我们看到在服侍的弟兄姊妹，我们里面很多的怨言，很多的意见。
When we see brothers and sisters who are serving, we have a lot of opinions.
但是我们做一个旁观者。
But we are just bystanders.
我想这个怨言争论的有很多的原因，有可能是人跟人之间的关系。
Perhaps a lot of these opinions or these grumblings because of our relationship with one another.
有可能是我们因为事情不如我们意，我们所发的怨言起的争论。
Perhaps it's because it's not going our way and therefore we grumble.
但是我们追溯到最终的时候。
But when we follow all the way through to the core of it.
就是我们对神有意见。
At the core of it is that we're unhappy with God.
就像以色列人在旷野中如何对神有意见一样。
It's the same, just like the Israelites while they're in the wilderness, how they complain and grumble. And although the target of their grumbling was Moses. But when Moses knelt and prayed for them,
神说不然,
and God says, no.
It's not it. 他说不是, 他对你有一件, 是对我有一件。
And God says, it's not that towards you they're grumbling, but towards me.
我不晓得大家, 我们知道, 我, 做一个比较会争论的一个题目啊。
So this is a good topic for to
it is a controversial words I about to say. 一个会有争论的一句话。 我问大家, 你有没有赦免神?
So the question is, have you forgiven God?
大家会很奇怪的一个问题。
So people are very puzzled by this question.
神还需要赦免吗?
Do you need to? Does God need to be forgiven?
神没有做错任何的事情, 他怎么需要赦免呢? 他没有, 他不是无罪的。
He has not done anything that's wrong, and why does he need to be forgiven?
但是在你的心里面,
but in your heart,
你有没有赦免神?
Have you forgiven God?
你还在怪罪神?
Or are you still blaming him?
所以这个 forgiving 跟主对我们的
So this forgiveness is completely different from God's forgiveness towards us.
你发现主对我们的赦免它是彻底的。
So his forgiveness towards us is complete and full.
第一个在以弗所说的时候，他那里说，他说神借着他的十字架，让人跟人之间，外邦人跟犹太人之间，除掉了那个隔断的墙。
So in Ephesians, he says that by the cross that God removed this boundary between the Gentiles and the
Jews.
Because the reason for our reconciliation towards God, that we are all in His heart. When you and I are reconciled, we are reconciled before God, and there is no wall between us.
第二个就是我们最近在,
The second is in Colossians that we read recently.
就是神呢，他要耶稣基督让跟你们和好。
That Christ wants needs to be reconciled to you.
因为我们跟耶稣基督和好，所以我们成为圣洁。When
we are reconciled to Christ, we become holy.
我们可以成为跟神和好的。And
we can become those who have been reconciled.
下面讲了更伟大的一件事情。
It speaks of something even greater.
就是神把律法中所有对我们不利的那些敌对的这些条例都定在了十字架上。
And God took all the commandments, all the things that are all the laws, and placed it upon the cross.
就像借着十字架把这个律法书撕掉一样。
As if by the cross He has ripped the laws to shreds.
他说你是我的儿女，我今天不再跟你讲律法。
He says, because you are my children, today I shall no longer place this law upon you.
这些律法借着我的公义，我把我的儿子钉在了十字架上。
And by the righteousness and by the death of Christ on the cross.
借着我的爱，我把这些全部撤销。
And by my love, I take this away.
我完全的赦免你。
I completely forgive you.
今天你的心里面是不是对主也同样的绝对的赦免？
Today,
绝对的接纳主的爱呢？
Today, have you completely forgiven God and also received Him?
可能我们生命中有许多的境遇,
perhaps in our lives there are many different,
可能我受的伤害,
there are many circumstances,
甚至我们家人的死, 死亡,
or perhaps death in the family,
甚至我们身体受到伤害,
or perhaps physically we've been hurt, and in our heart we blame God.
今天我们可不可以完全地说, 主啊, 你因为你赦免我, 释放我的心, 我完全接纳你的爱。
Today can we say to Him, Lord, because you've forgiven me and therefore I forgive you, and that free my heart so that I can worship you.
这个赦免是我们自己发明的,
this grumbling and this blaming God is something that is caused by ourselves.
你要把这个苦毒钉在十字架上,
you need to take this bitterness and crucify it on the cross.
让主来接纳你, 让主来赦免你, 你也完全的接纳主,
so that He can receive you and He can forgive you, so that you can also receive Him in full.
第三个就是拖延。
And the third is to procrastinate.
今年年初的时候，我跟小孩子们在一起，问说今年你们新的志向。
So in the beginning of the year, I was with the children and I asked, what are your goals?
你发觉大概有十几个小孩子里面，大概有百分之八十说我不要再拖了。
And so about 10 or 15 children and kids, and about 80% says I don't want to procrastinate anymore.
你发觉在我们的属灵的最主的顺服上，我们常常的拖延主。
In our obedience towards Him, we often procrastinate.
我们可能很愿意主说这件事情我要赶快做，这件事情我赶快做。
Perhaps we're very willing to say, Lord, I want to do this quickly or do that quickly.
但是他对我们有一点要求，让我们顺服的时候，我们说，哎，主啊，啊，我很多的事情。
And but oftentimes when he asks us to obey Him, we say, Lord, I have too many things to do.
在大卫的诗篇里面119篇，不是大卫的诗篇，119篇里面有这样的话。
In Psalm 119,
59节，他说：“我思想我所行的道，就转步归向你的法度。我急忙遵守你的命令，并不延迟。”
Verse 59-60, I examine my lifestyle and set my feet in the direction of your decrees. I hurried and did not procrastinate to keep your commands.
这也是摩西给孩子们所写的一本诗，这是字母诗。
And this is what Moses wrote to the people.
The children. 因为它是字母诗。
Okay.
那所以呢，这里面讲到说，你们要考虑你们的 lifestyle， 你们的生活的方式。
So here it says that you should consider and examine your lifestyle.
你每天都怎么活的
？How are you living day by day？
是不是每天都在拖延
？Are you procrastinating every day？
去年的时候，我读了这段圣经，我自己就发觉自己，我就是这样子。
And last year I read this passage and I felt that this is exactly how I am.
讲一个很简单的事情。比如说我太太让我拿一个什么东西到楼上去。
Simply for example, he asked me to take something upstairs.
我往会想，如果我跑到楼上去的时候，只拿这个东西，觉得太浪费脚步了。
So I said, well, it's such a waste if I just only bring this single item upstairs.
那我会想，我拿上去的时候，我可以拿这个，可以拿这个，可以拿那个，之后下来之后再拿什么东西，之后我再上，结果上去之后下来那个东西没拿上去。
So I said that I could bring this, some other things upstairs, then I bring these other things upstairs, and I forget the original thing that I asked to bring upstairs.
所以今年我自己的立志也是不要拖延。我想到这件事情，把这件事情赶快做了。
So my goal for this year is also to not procrastinate. When I think of something, I should do it right away.
第一个，大家都有那个 Fitbit， 对不对？现在很多人有 Fitbit。
So we all have a lot of people have Fitbit.
多跑几次的话，你发现你脚步就多了。
If you run a little bit more, you find that it tracks your walking a little bit better.
也是一个好的运动。
It's also a good exercise.
第二个呢，发觉年纪真是大了。
And I also find that when you get older,
忘性比记性好。
And you tend to forget more.
我这是一个玩笑的话。
So this is a joke.
我想很多在圣经里面讲到拖延的时候。
So I think the Bible speaks a lot in terms of procrastination.
我想朱弟兄讲到很多在他的讲到十个童女，那五个童女，预设童女就是拖。
So when our brother Chu said when he speaks of the ten virgins, the five of them were just waiting, were procrastinating.
拖到什么？拖到死。
They procrastinate until they're dead.
所以呢，大家不要拖到死。
And then therefore don't procrastinate until you're dead.
还有呢，主里面讲到那个宴席的比喻。
And the Lord also speaks of the parable of the wedding.
就是我买块地。
He says, I buy a land.
我必须看，所以咱不去。
He says, therefore, I need to go see the land, therefore I cannot go to the
banquet. 就是我买了
the banquet.
买了牛。
And another one says, I bought an ox.
或者买个 used car, 所以不去聚会了。
Or I bought a used car, and therefore I cannot go to the gathering.
我娶了太太。
Or I got married.
我不去聚会了。
I cannot go to the wedding.
还娶不到太太，所以我也不去聚会了。
I also couldn't find a wife.
我得赶快去找个太太再去。
I need to go spend time finding a wife.
那我想，主在对我们有一个两个约请。
So the Lord has two invitations to us.
第一个就是说，主说我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
So it says that I am humble, and therefore you should I am gentle and humble in the heart, and you will find rest for yourselves.
第二个就是你们总要警醒祷告。
And the second is to keep watch and keep praying.
我想这个负主的轭，学主的样式，讲到前面讲到我们要谦卑。
So here it speaks of us taking up his yoke, and it says that we need to humble ourselves.
另外一点，我们需要有一个缺少的东西，就是我们要柔和。
The other thing is we need to be gentle.
你发觉跟主同父一轭的这个道路就是学习的道路。
You'll find that to be under the same yoke as our Lord is a path of learning.
你心里没有柔和的话，你学不到东西的。
If your heart is not gentle, you cannot learn anything.
你心里总是拒绝抵挡的，你学不到东西的。
If your heart is always opposed to it and also conflicting against it, then you cannot learn.
跟主的道路就是一个我们的 training ground, 就是我们学习的一个场所。
So to, his path is a path for a way, a training ground for us.
那你发觉当我们训练的时候,
so as we're training,
有很多是重复的时候,
there are many things that are repeated.
你很多, 无论跑步, 无论游泳, 无论做什么事情, 你训练的时候,
so you will find that whatever you're training for, whether it's running or walking or swimming or anything else, you have to repeat.
我的儿子最近开始参加游泳比赛。
So my son recently started training for a swimming competition.
他说这个比赛实在太容易了。
He said the competition is not that easy.
25米, 50米, 游完就结束了。
It just has 25 meters and 50 meters, and once it's done, it's done.
一个周六天要每个有六一个小时来回来回来回的游。
So for 6 days a week, he needs to swim back and forth for an hour.
我想今天在我们中间，我们的聚会，我们的弟兄姊妹相处，我们在家里教养孩子，这就是我们训练的场所。
So today we have our dealing with our friends and family, raising our children, these are the areas of our training. Especially when I share with the youth.
你会觉得很无聊,
you will find that it's very boring.
训练本来就是无聊的,
training tends to be very boring.
这个耕地也是无聊的,
plowing the land.
你发觉耕来耕去,
when you plow the land and you plow them back and forth, at the end, it's just growing the same thing.
这个重点不是说这个地长得怎么样。
The focus is not how well the land has grown.
这个重点是里面有许多的石头, 里面有许, 外面有许多的荆棘。
The purpose of plowing is to make sure you remove the rocks and
但是里面也有好土,
the thorns. But there's good soil.
这些不属于好土的东西要被挪去。
And the things that do not belong there, the
所以今天弟兄们我们就在这里一起磨。
So today we're here and we're plowing the fields. We need to take all these things out.
那重点是什么?
The focus and the purpose is so that we can bear fruit. To bear fruit 100 times.
我想让他生, 保罗说,
and I think it's God who causes Paul to grow. To be under the same yoke is to be working with God.
第三个就是叫警醒祷告。
And the third is to keep watch and pray.
讲到祷告的事情我就不多讲。
So I will not share too much about prayer.
因为大家都知道祷告很重要。
Because we all know that prayer is very important.
祷告我们都很相信我们需要跟主祷告。
We all fully understand we need to pray to him.
也都知道我们祷告的不够。
And we also know that we don't pray enough.
我只是讲一个祷告的我的见证。
But let me share with you one testimony about prayer.
在腓立比书第一章第四节。
In Philippians chapter 1 verse 4.
他说我们每次想到你们，我每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，就欢欢喜喜的祈求。前面说我每逢想思想念你们，就感谢我的神。
I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always offering prayer with joy in my every prayer from for you all.
这是去年年底的时候，我们查经，有三次我跟弟兄成年的弟兄查这段圣经。
So there, last year towards the end of the year in our Bible study, there are 3 times that we studied this passage.
整个腓立比书第一章的时候，
what?
我们朱弟兄呢，他就分享这段圣经，分享了三次，我听到了三次。
So Brother Chu said, shared Philippians the first chapter 3 times, and I heard it 3 times.
他讲到许多，想我们要祷告，我们在教会性的祷告，跟弟兄们一起祷告。
He speaks of the prayer, within the church and also amongst brothers and sisters.
我就当时他分享的，我回想起来，当时我们在Kearney 聚会的时候。
So it caused me, to remember where we were in Kearney.
那个四月五月初的晚，一个晚上，
there was a night in April or May.
在一个祷告聚会里面，没有几个人去。
And it was a prayer gathering that not too many people showed up.
我知道我们几个在跪着祷告，大概两三个人跪着祷告。
There were about 2 or 3 of us who knelt and prayed.
有两位弟兄就跟当时的聚会的地方去谈判。
And so the brother and sister went to negotiate with the place we're gathering at.
谈判什么, 他说你们不能在这里聚会了。
And the negotiation was that they were saying that you cannot no longer gather here.
其他弟兄带到祷会的时候,我们里面突然间里面对主的赞美和喜乐在我们里面。
But when these other verses came, all of a sudden we have more, we're praising and worshiping.
虽然只有两三个人的，我听了这个消息，我们里面知道里面不是痛苦的，不是艰难的。
So when we heard of this news, that is not a hardship, but rather is something that's.
我里面就开始赞美主。
And we started to praise the Lord.
那个周六。
And that Saturday.
我们就来到这个地方。
We came to this church.
所以他当朱弟兄分享这件事，这件事就一直浮化在我的脑海里面。
And when Brother Chu shared about this, and this picture and the story continued to come up.
但是在我来祷告聚会这件事情，我想我可能需要回祷告聚会里来。
I think perhaps I need to spend more time in the prayer meetings.
当我这么想的时候，我里面就有些艰难。
And when I thought about this, I struggle a bit.
因为这件事，我跟我妻子稍微谈过。
So I spoke with my wife about this previously.
但是没有交谈，就是说，我说要不我们回祷告聚会啊。
So maybe I brought it up and wasn't seriously discussing.
她没有反应。
And I said, should we go back to the prayer meeting? She didn't respond.
她就跟我说，你要不要回祷告聚会啊？
And then, or when she says to me, do you want to go back to the prayer meeting?
我也没有反应。
And I didn't respond.
基本上就是几次这样子。
So there were several times of back and forth in this way.
那但是这次的时候呢？
But this time,
我里面就有这个感动。
I had a feeling.
回家的时候,
when I was on my way home,
四林就跟我说,
and she said to me,
你该回祷告聚会了,
you should go back to the prayer meeting.
我说, Amen.
And I said, Amen.
主对你三次对你说话,
and God spoke to you three times, and He also spoke to me three times. And therefore, I came back to the prayer meeting.
当然是因为我很多的拖延,
but it's because I procrastinated.
浪费了许多跟主亲近的关系,
and I wasted a lot of opportunities to host Him. So when I came to the gathering,
你发现祷告聚会就是耕地的聚会,
and you find that the gathering, the prayer meeting, is the meeting of plowing the land.
就是运动员的一个赛跑的场地。
It is a training grounds for the athlete.
就是像那个, 托住摩西的手一样。
It's like the two who held up Moses' hand while they're in battle.
弟兄姊妹在各处辛苦各处征战。
And the brothers and sisters are struggling and fighting.
这个祷告聚会就像一个巨大的力量来托住我们今天聚会的弟兄姊妹们。
And their prayer meeting is something that holds us.
不光是在我们在座的，也在远处的。
Whether for us who are here and for us who are far away. Whether those of us that we are know or not.
十几年之前我们认识的，我们还在祷告中纪念他。
Even those we know like decades ago, we still remember them in prayer.
今年1月17号的时候，
this year January 17.
我们家里突然收到一个微信。
We received a message.
对，就是WeChat message， 就是我的一个子女。
So it's one of my niece.
今年5、6岁。
She's 5 or 6 years old.
她同 发现去年圣诞节的时候头脑里长发现一个瘤。
So they find that she has a tumor in her brain.
她必须要开刀。
And they need to do surgery.
那第二天的时候就是我们祷告聚会。
And the next day was her prayer meeting.
那她早晨在沈阳7点钟开刀。
So in the morning,
8点钟开刀。
In the morning, 7 or 8 o'clock, she had her surgery.
也是我们祷告聚会开始的时候。
She was in China, but it's also the same time that we started her meeting.
我把这个消息带到这个聚会里面。
So I brought this news into the gathering.
众弟兄姊妹为这个从来不认识的一个小朋友为他祷告。
And brothers and sisters pray for this little girl that they've never met.
那回去的时候，我就一边跟着我的一个堂妹跟她微信。
So on the way back, I was messaged my cousin.
因为说你要有信心,
and I messaged her saying that you need to have faith. We'll continue to pray for you.
一直到祷告你手术结束,
all the way till when the surgery is complete.
到大概凌晨1、2点钟是手术结束了。
And so they finished the surgery about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning here.
他那个瘤长的地方也不是压迫，虽然压迫脑神经，但不会损失到那个脑组织。
The surgery was a success because the tumor did not press upon anything that's critical, and it was very successful.
也不是癌症,
it was not cancerous.
把它拿出来了,
and they were able to take out the tumor.
第二天的时候给我们送来照片, 那个小朋友拿着棒棒糖在房间里在吃棒棒糖。
So the next day she was relaxing, resting, and they sent her.
发现她的头会整个被打开了。
Her entire head was open.
但是好像那个小孩子完全没有受到伤害。
But it seems as if she was nothing, it wasn't a big deal.
但是主的恩典不光是如此。
But his blessing is not only so.
上周我送我这个周一周二的时候，我送我爸回去的时候。
So this past Monday or Tuesday, when I sent off my parents,
我爸爸跟我说,
my dad said to me,
他说这个于兰就是我的堂妹给我发一个微信。
So this cousin, sent him a message.
我来给你读。
He says, let me read it to
you. 他是我小叔叔，是我们家最后一个信主的一个叔叔，我爸爸那辈的。 他的孩子.
So he's her father is the youngest cousin or relative of my father.
Brother of my father.
Yeah.
Brother. 那他呢？现在呢？他说我回到从前我的奶奶，就是我的奶奶带我去的那个教会的地方去了。
So they went back to the church that that
my grandma
went. So.
Yeah. 这是我姑姑当时她是。 他手术之后跟他说，说于兰呐，你应该回去教会了。So
after the surgery, my aunt said to her that you should go back to the church.
你应该信主了。You
should trust in God.
那结果，他跟他的妈妈回到教会，在那里决志信主。So
her and her mother went to church and received the Lord.
所以主的恩典是够我们用的。So
his blessing is sufficient for us.
主的心思是无限的。His
heart is infinite.
今天约请我们。 跟他一起祷告，跟他一起交流。
And today he invites us to go pray with him and to fellowship with him.
让我们明白他的心思。
So that we can come to know his heart.
在我们生命中，基督徒的生命没有任何一件事情是偶然的。
So because nothing is coincidental.
主的话安定在天。
And his word is always there.
主的恩典是丰丰满满。
And his blessing is abundant.
今天巴不得每一个弟兄们就像那个保罗一样，就变成一个爱吃无花果树的那个蚂蚁。
So let all of us be like Paul, the ant that loves to eat the fig.
进到无花果的肥汁的里面,
to enter into the sweetness of the fig.
尝尝主的甜美,
and to taste of his sweetness.
也同样的纪念没有在无花果里面的那些的蚂蚁们,
and also to remember the other ants that were
让我们在祷告中纪念他们,
and may we remember them in our prayers.
巴不得他们同享主的恩典,
and the hope that they too will enjoy his blessing.
好，我分享一下，老师。So
am I sharing in here?
好，我们谢主再次对我们说话。